episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
Before you book any brunch, you pore over lists and lists of reviews. So, why not do the same when you're booking a doctor's appointment? With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more, important than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict. Welcome to Study Abroad Handbook Podcast, Episode 2. I'm your host, Nicole Kahn. Today, we have the guest star, Young, joining with us and talking about making the introduction for your first class in college. So now, let's welcome to our guest star, Young.
Hello. Hello, everyone. I'm star, Young. I went to the same high school with Nicole back in Guangzhou, China. That's where I'm from. I've come to the U.S. For college. I'm currently a junior in Bates College in Maine. I study psychology as my major. I do education as my minor. That's why Nicole invited me to do this podcast with her today to talk a little bit about introductions and stuff.
I'm happy to have you too. Okay, so yeah, as you said, we're both international students, both have lots of experience such as communicating with local students in the US and collaborating with others in English, pushing ourselves and getting out of our comfort zone, etc. And yeah, I know you also study education as a minor, so I believe you can share more on the aspect. So the first question, the first thing we're going to get into is when was your first time of doing the introduction as an international student in class?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, So I think like, cause I went to, even back in middle school, I went to US for summer camp, even though it's not like in a class, but I was still asked to do introduction. But I think like properly introduction in terms of a college student in a classroom was actually kind of unique because COVID-19, my freshman year was not in the US. I took it as Zoom, back in China. We couldn't get here.
Me too.
And then that means my first ever introduction was kind of like today. It's kind of like this podcast. I was doing it on Zoom. So I remember the first time I did it was for my first year seminar. And then there was 12 of us in a Zoom call, and then with the professor, and then professor just go around and ask us to introduce ourselves. I can barely remember what I said back then. It was 3 years ago. It is also 3 a.m. in the morning when I took that class because I'm in China. So I'm very sorry, but I don't think I remember a lot. I do remember I am quite nervous when it comes to introduction.
Cool. I was nervous for the first class, actually. Like, you know, because sometimes the professor just said, just introduce yourself and that's it. And you wish that you can just speak more, actually, but you just can't. And also, yeah, in the very early morning, your mind was actually...
Yeah, 3 a.m. Yeah, 3 a.m. is not working.
Yeah. So, there's something that's very interesting. Like, I made a survey with some of my friends who are also international students. And the introduction has been selected as one of the most terrifying, most nervous, most anxious thing they ever did in their life. And the top one, is making the presentation, which totally can get it. But the introduction is also being selected. Yeah. So I think that was kind of interesting. I mean, like, as the person who already like doing a lot of introductions, probably to me feel like, oh yeah, introduction, just like introduce yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? But yeah, for the very first time, you definitely feel nervous because you have no idea what we're going to talk about. So I'm wondering, what's your thought and reaction on the result of that survey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So come to think about that, first of all, introduction, you would have thought it was one of those things that were more closer to ourselves, to personal experience. It shouldn't be hard. We all know our name for like, what, 20 years now. but it's still nerve-wracking. I think mainly probably because of two reasons. The first one is probably because, I don't know, like when it comes to me, I always find it more nervous to do introduction because I don't know the people yet. I don't know the others in the class. I know this is probably different in a bigger university setting, but in college, I tend to know people. I feel more mm-hmm. comfortable when I know people. When I, even if I'm doing discussion, I'm doing presentation, if I look down, I know that's my friend who I just had lunch with. That's my friend. We're going to go get dinner later. Then it's fine to make mistake in front of them. But if I don't know them, if I'm meeting them for the first time, which is often when you start your first class, you never know anyone in the classroom. It can be scary because it's all technically stranger that you're talking to, which can be super scary because you're not sure if you guys have emotional connection yet. And yeah, then that's one of the things that I think make it scary. And another thing that I think that makes introduction scary is probably because we're trying to blend in, we're trying to fit in, we're trying to leave a good impression. Mm-hmm. And we oftentimes think that introduction is your first your first time leaving an impression on someone. Mm-hmm. Maybe that you guys are going to study for the rest of the year, the rest of the semester. You want to leave a good, you know, first impression. But also, you know, as international students especially,
mm-hmm.
I don't agree. Know if I share some of my hobbies, some of the movies I like or books I like. We're not from the same culture. You're not going to get my reference. If I tell them I enjoy reading Hong Lou Meng, they're not going to get what I'm talking about.
Yeah, totally.
And then, so I desperately need to think, what can I say to make them feel like I can fit in? Or what can I say to make sure that they understand me, that they feel connected to me? But some of the times it's hard. I don't know what they know. I don't know what they enjoy. This active intention of trying to make myself more approachable can be a source of why I'm getting nervous, because I'm not sure. I am not sure what their reactions will be. But then I discover later on, I'm a junior now, so I've done like tons of introduction. I also work for our mission for a tour guide at Bates College. So I have to do like introduction every other day to a complete group of stranger. I found that it's actually better to think that oftentimes people don't remember your first introduction. I don't know about you, Nicole, but I have bad memories with names. So oftentimes I go to the class for the first day, I do my introduction. The second day I come back to class, I don't remember my classmate's name. And then I won't remember what they said in their introduction. So it's actually fine if you make a mistake or you say something awkward, something that's, you know, socially awkward in front of people for the first time. It's fine. They're not going to remember it. People don't have that much of brain cell to remember all of your introduction. So it's fine.
I remember that, like, for one class, I think that was like a directing acting class. Yeah, I remember I was the first one who was going to do the introduction. And because of that was a directing class, which means that lots of assignments should be like a film or a project that people then need to like collaborate with each other. So I actually have kind of like a purpose when I'm doing the introduction, like I want to like leave a good impression, like maybe like just introduce like what kind of person I am, if I am a collaborator, and maybe like what kind of film that I like, so that maybe I can find someone that got resonance with me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zodoc, for sponsoring this episode. Zodoc is a free app that shows your doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. I super love the convenience that Zodoc provides to us. On Zodoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an arched back, get that mole checkout, or anything else. Zodoc has you covered. It's as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. Go to zocdoc.com/studyabroad handbook and download the Zocdoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
Actually, I'm kind of like grateful that I met some teachers who are really good at making the introduction or really, really deeply know that what the students want to like get comfortable with doing the introduction, since introduction is a necessary part. So like some class that relate to the major, they probably like they will ask the student to do the introduction in their comfortable way. Like maybe you can do in a video or you can do in like a photo book or a poster, whatever, then you just post it on Canvas. You don't need to speak, but you need to write something. So you do need to like do something to introduce yourself, but you don't need to like stand in front of people to speak or say that who I am, where I'm from, blah, 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 what I like, what I'm interested. So do you think like some people, they want to get rid of introduction probably because they just don't want to speak in front of in the public?
Yeah, that's definitely possible. I mean, it's like we met for the first time and then I have to give like this perfect speech of my introduction. It can be very scary, and maybe at the point you're like, oh my god, I think I have so much to say. You tend to overshare, and then you're like, oh my god, I just said so much, it's kind of awkward. But I definitely think that introduction with better methods and better ways, more creative ways of introduction, this thing can be easier or more relaxing for students in the future. I do believe that introduction is very important because one time we learned it in our classrooms that one of our education class, we talked about why do we ask students to do introduction. One of the things that my professor said was that it's actually better for a teacher to ask their students to do introduction before roll call in the class, in your first day class. The reason is because I mean, your name Nicole, very easy to pronounce. Star, my name, very easy to pronounce, but there are people's name who might be harder to pronounce or has a unique way of pronouncing it. We all ran into classmates' name that we don't know how to read, right? And it's the same for the teacher. And then it's usually better to ask the student to say their name for the first time so that the teacher can take notes and pronounce it correctly from the beginning, instead of trying to be like Nicole, like you know what I mean, like that's always awkward and disrespectful. So it's one benefit of having introduction is to hear from you for the first time, who you are, what are your pronouns, so that we can avoid any disrespectfulness, any disrespect that can happen throughout the first time we encountered. And when it comes to like creative ways to doing introduction, you said that some professor asking us to do like a video, which I think is always a fun thing, like a photo. That's always fun. I remember one time my professor, instead of asking us to do like a full like introduction, what's your hobby, what's your favorite food, we don't have any of those. So we do our introduction and our professor said, okay, I'm going to ask you to do introduction, but only say your name and your class year. Okay, so we all go around, name and class year. And then my professor passed out a scavenger hunt list. And then we need to go around the classroom, talk to each other. And then ask each other questions like, what's your favorite food? Like in a more, like in a smaller setting, like one-on-one or one-on-two kind of smaller conversations. And then we go back to the whole class. And then the professor went down the list. And then instead of being like, what's your favorite food? My teacher will have like, people who prefer pizza, raise your hand. And we'll raise our hand. So we look around, we see who raised our hand, we laugh, we'll be like, oh, you like pizza too. And then our professor will be like, okay, who likes pizza with pineapple on it? Okay. A few less people raise their hands, you know, because some of us don't want to get absolutely murdered by Italian classmates in the classroom. But you know, and then we'll do like fun stuff like that, and then we'll keep raising our hands, we'll look around, we'll see people who have same interests. And it was fun. We get to know each other a lot better, but then it's not awkward.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Well, I think it's very cool to like hear those information like from you who are the maybe perhaps the prospective educator in the future.
Definitely.
So that I think it's a very good perspective, I mean, for some students who are struggling with the introduction to kind of like getting to understand or know why the introduction should exist, why this part should be necessary. And yeah, and there's the one last thing that I want to like, we can just talk about. So like, if we have to come up a solution or strategy that help like some international students to try to like make them like feel relaxed or comfortable for every kind of introduction, what kind of like suggestion you can provide for them?
Yeah, some of my suggestions will be, first, definitely have a structure for your introduction, like the basis, like the ones that you always have to say, like where you're from, what's your age, what's your year, what's your major, minor. Have those practiced. Just practice them on your, like by yourself in front of the mirror for a few times. Because when I do my tour guide, the first day of our tour guide training, we didn't do anything. We didn't learn anything about a school. The first day of the training is we sat down, we wrote a script for our introduction, and we told our introduction to 10 different people. We just keep on saying it, practice it. To this point, I can give my tour guide introduction without thinking about it. Like I can be playing a video game and I can give you the perfect introduction. Like I don't even have to think about it. It's muscle memory at this point. So first of all, I think definitely have something prepared to practice, but also try to make it sound less like a script. Like when you are giving it to the people, try to be like, not like, hi, my name is Star, I'm a junior, I am, just have more interaction, look around, feel more relaxed, give them a feeling that yes, you have a script, but also you're not like a computer that's repeating words out to people, you know. Try to be more natural and relaxed about it. My last suggestion is include small details that you think will make you stand out, that will make you unique. Some fun fact. That will actually, because people would, like on the first day, people probably listen to like 20 different introduction. How do you want your classmate to remember you? Probably have something unique. Yeah. how do we have something unique? Well, something about us as international students is we came from different cultural backgrounds. Those things at first I was embarrassed to say. Like I was embarrassed to say, like, oh, I'm from a different culture. I like different music, different movies and books. No, we should never be ashamed of that. No. We came from a multicultural background. That's an advantage. That's never a disadvantage. That never should be an obstacle. We have twice as much as culture than people who came from a single cultural background. Why are we hiding those things? I think we should just be proud and tell them, I like to read, when they ask you, what's your favorite book? Stop saying Harry Potter. Tell them, I like to read Hong Lo Meng. And give them the chance to ask you, oh, what is Hong Lo Meng? Explain it. There goes your first conversation. There goes your first chance to make friends. They have to come talk to you. They have to ask you, you know? So my suggestion was to never be afraid to tell something that's more authentic to yourself than to put on a show, if you know what I mean. Know. Tell them what you like. Let them know who you truly are. If they hold anything of your interest against you, then they're probably not someone you want to be friends with anyway. Yeah. If they are going to judge you for what you like or what you do, they're probably not a friend. So you don't have to care about if they like you or not, right?
I think that can be like a really brief conclusion for our today's episode. It's like, be true, be confident, be cool, and never afraid.
Don't be afraid. Even if you made a mistake, it's fine. Nobody gives perfect introduction.
So. Amazing. So thank you so much to join with us today for our episode 2. I believe today's episode will be definitely the best opening for all the international students. And thank you for listening to us. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And be prepared.
Thank you, guys.